when everyone commits, you know that it's just a matter of going, taking all the steps, getting to the top, enjoying the top, and then all the steps back down. There's a really good analogy there about any large project, you know, launching a business or launching a new online course in your business or something like that, where it's like, oh my gosh, there are so many steps. It's months away from happening. But all you really have to do is just go through the steps. It's like there's a big meal in front of you. All you have to do is chew it up. It's inevitable, but there's still, you just still have to do it. And sure, there's that moment when it's like, here we are all enjoying it. And then there's a moment when everyone's just like concentrating on their own energy. Like everyone turns internal, like all the chatter stops after a few hours and because everyone's really exhausted. And sure, they're just like, I can do it. I can do it. You can see it in their faces, but nobody's talking and they're just moving themselves. And that's kind of a cool place to be with a group as well. Like we're all suffering together, you know, the band of brothers type of thing. But it's different than the first, you know, couple hours when you're like, look at that crazy tree, look at that crazy bug, and like, you know, look at all this interesting stuff. You know, that's what I love about these types of things, because you see people in different states of themselves.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, for our listeners who haven't met you before, you're definitely better shaped than most people, but you're not a world-class athlete, and the people you're taking are not world-class athletes. I mean, you do a lot of biking and hiking and climbing, but you do stuff that like everyday people could really do if they set their mind on it, right?
Yeah. I took this group caving here in St. Louis. There's a lot of caves in Missouri because it's limestone topography, and Tennessee too, I think.
Yep.
And this woman had been in a car accident when she was a kid, and she has metal in both of her femurs. And she was like, there's no way I can do it. Like, I'll just sit this one out. And I was like, why don't you just try, you know, see how far, and you can turn around at any point, right? And she was the one by the end of the cave who was like, let's go explore this tiny little passage. Like, ooh, we have to crawl through the mud into a 1 foot hole. Like, I will lead the way. And, you know, she was like, this is the first time in my life I've ever been dirty. And I was like, what are you talking about? She's like, yeah, I've never been dirty before. And I was like, this is amazing, right? Something as simple as that can shape what you think is possible in any area of your life.